Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Suzanne.
And we are best friends and business partners who understand how our lives and our work are intertwined.
And we talk about the challenges that are up for us because, just like you, we're trying to get better all the time. Today, we're talking about who gets hired and why.
And Rachel, you know what's crazy about that is that today, and we knew we were doing this show, we heard two stories from two different parents that were about the issue of them being concerned about their children being unemployable.
Well, they were freaked out because their kids had gotten their first tattoos. And I know what that feels like. It is a complete freak out moment where you go, my kid is going to be homeless. There's no way that this is ever going to work out, that she's going to have a tattoo that big on her body. She's not going to get hired.
Right. Parents assume it's a knockout rule. So what I love is that in the second story, Susie told us that the first thing she did, and I might have done this too, was to go to friends of hers who she knew in HR and said to them, okay, so here's the scenario. My daughter got a tattoo. It's very visible. Is this going to affect her ability to get a job and be employed? And their answer was, absolutely not. It will make no difference.
Right. I mean, it might make a difference if you're like Lil Wayne and you have tattoos on your eyelids.
Okay. Well, she didn't ask that question. Okay. I'm not sure that was what they were referring
to. What's weird about it is that what we're talking about today is, well, then what are employers looking for?
Exactly.
What does get you hired?
Yeah.
And you know what? We have the answer to that.
Oh, we have the answer. And this is very up for us right now, too, today. So we are going to give you the secret behind the framework of being employed. And by the way, you should be thinking this way, too, whenever you pick people that you want to work with you on a project, or maybe when you go out to vote, maybe even when you go on a date.
Absolutely. We're going to give you the secret to life and living, which is why you listen to this podcast anyway. So it shouldn't be new to you.
So when we come back, let's tell you how to get hired. And we'll give you actually yet another one of Bill Bowen's famous sayings that will help you.
I wish Bill Bowen were still alive so I could tell him how important he is on this podcast.
He's the best. So when we come back, let's share Bill Bowen's secret. Okay, Rachel. Well, this is really up for us right now because we are launching a startup and we have to make some really critical decisions about hiring. And here is what's critical for us is we only know one thing, which is that we know nothing about what this job description is going to be like.
No org charts.
Nothing. And so therefore, we have to be really clear about the kind of qualities this person is going to need at a different kind of altitude.
Like all the people. So what we know is we have way more that needs to get done in the next 6 months than we're going to have people to do it, right? So everyone that we hire has to have a certain quality. And you know what? We know exactly what that quality is. And it comes from my old wise boss, Bill Bowen, who this was actually at the dinner where I was getting hired. Right. He had me meet him at Le Quercy, this fancy French restaurant on 54th.
How old were
Street.
You? How old?
30.
Uh-huh.
And I wore my one dress that was acceptable. Right. And we're sitting down and I am trying to impress upon him. I'm completely underqualified for this job, but I'm trying to impress upon him all the things that I've done that might qualify for this job. Like you know, I've written poetry in the past and that therefore I could select poets. I mean, it was just like I was going down this and he put his hand up and said, Rachel, in all my years, I've learned one thing about hiring. I don't hire positions. I hire athletes. And I can tell that you're an athlete. And what he meant by that was not that I was literally an athlete. Okay?
And here's the other thing. You should be looking for a boss that thinks this way. I mean, what I love on this show when Rachel brings up Bill is that he was clearly such a great person to work for. And I can't stress enough, if you're listening to this show and thinking about where you're working next, you want Bill Bowen to be your boss. So you want someone who's hiring you to be an athlete. So Rachel, what was Bill talking about?
Well, being an athlete is really a set of qualities that it's underneath all the specific skills and competencies you have, right? So if you're going to develop yourself as an athlete that anybody would want to hire for pretty much any position, especially in the early part of your career where you don't know exactly where you fit, there are a set of qualities that we want to go through now. So one of the qualities that I think goes with being an athlete, and we're using this as a metaphor, everybody, this is really getting to see yourself and your source of power in this way, the way athletes do. One is a team player. You have a team spirit.
Let's get ready to play ball!
This game, whatever game I'm about to go into, is bigger than me.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a turn of the dial, though. I like putting it that way. On some people used to say, you should have a CEO mindset.
Right.
But that's asking you to think as if you're the boss. We're saying, no, great athletes don't think like they're the manager of the team. They think as if they're responsible.
For the game.
For the game. For whatever the outcome of the game is.
And the reason that Peter Drucker said CEO mindset is the CEO is traditionally the only person really looking out for the whole game. No, no, no.
No.
You need to be looking
exactly.
At the game.
Yeah. And you can tell when someone feels that way. There's this quality that a person has when they're working on a project where, you know, they actually feel responsible as if the project is theirs.
Never, never in the history of being an athlete does an athlete say, that's not my position. That's not my job.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, that. Get that out of your vocabulary because your job is the game. What
right.
can I do?
Right.
How can I help?
Yeah. I love it. Here's another one. Athletes at work behave as if every day is game day. And this is my favorite person to hire. The person who just shows up and shows up and shows up, which, by the way, doesn't mean you can't have a bad day. We all have bad days.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It also doesn't mean you can't bring your bad day to work. But look, and look, athletes have bad days, too. So look, it's a reality. But you show up fully. You are at work. You are pushing yourself to do your best that day. And there's a certain type of person that when they come to work, it's like, oh, I'm in.
I'm going to kick ass. My daughter always texts me on the way to work, like, I'm going to kick this day's ass. This day is going to make this day my bitch.
Right.
You know, like, okay.
Oh.
And by the way, you don't ever show up to work having a bad day. You might have a bad day by the end, but when you show up to work, it's going to be a great day.
And here's a tell on the flip side of that. If you're showing up to work and one of the first things you do is explain to everybody why you can't show up fully and again, it doesn't mean you aren't exhausted. It just means you're not actually thinking like every day's game day.
By the way, you just shook your head no, and I don't think our listeners could see that.
Oh, I was shaking no.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So here's another quality, very important. Oh my God, coachability. Okay, so let's look at what that means to be coachable. It means you know how to take criticism.
Oh,
it means you know how to listen with every pore in your body when you are getting valuable feedback and you are shutting up and not going, but, you know, I did that. I don't know what you're talking about, right? You listen, and then as soon as possible, you reflect that feedback in your behavior so that your coach, whoever was coaching you, your supervisor, your boss, is going, they're listening to me. I like that.
And you also, by the way, adopt whatever the feedback is. I mean, being coachable isn't just listening. It's also the agency that you have on the other side to do the thing that you're being coached to do.
You actually reflect back exactly what they were telling you.
Right.
Find one thing in what they're telling you that you can actually manifest concretely as soon as possible to show that you, you know, you took it.
You know, there's this term that I think it's thrown around a lot, and I want to actually claim it for what it's worth because it's a good term, which is you're in a growth mindset. Mm. You really are feeling like you are there to get better.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. This is one we love, too. You have a great sense of field awareness.
Holy cow!
And this means a couple of things. Mostly it means that anytime you're in the room, whether you're at a meeting or whether you're among a dynamic of people, maybe it's your boss, your coworkers, you are aware. You have this sense of who's in the room. You have a sense of the dynamics among the people in the room. You have a sense of, even if it's a project and the flow of the project, like where things are moving from A to B to C, you're always looking with your chin up just a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't work head down. And that takes a certain kind of discipline to be someone who understands that nuance of, I'm in the middle of something that's in play at all times, and I need to have the awareness in any given moment that that is occurring.
Absolutely. It's like peripheral vision.
Yeah.
What's going on around me? And the very last thing I want to say on this really important list of athletic qualities is a phrase that I've always loved in baseball called a five-tool player.
How about that?
Five-tool player in baseball means you have speed, you have power, you've got hitting for average ability, you've got fielding capacity, and you have arm strength. So it really means like I can do any number of things on the field. The problem with training yourself and honing yourself toward one specific thing is, look, the field is always changing, especially in today's job market. The company changes. The company gets bought. A new boss comes in. They're asking new things of you. Are you a five-tool player?
Okay. I have to go here because you've just teed it up for me, and I am going to apologize to my son, Ryan, who I love so very much. But this is my moment where I make two pushes. One is pro-liberal arts education, okay? It helps make you a five-tool player. The other is anti-business school in undergrad.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand the desire that people have to acquire this narrow set of skills. And by the way, don't think that these things create these check-the-box resume builders. They just don't. And so I really feel like if you're at a growth moment in your career and your inclination is, oh, I need to go get an MBA or I need to go get some narrow form of advanced degree, I actually say, go to freaking Landmark. Go dig inside yourself
first. You mean like Landmark Forum?
Yeah, like the Landmark Forum.
Right, where you're working on some inner quality.
Inner qualities. Like, go inside, not outside.
I totally agree. Develop who you are, not what you do.
Exactly. Maybe later you end up deciding that once you know who that inner self is, that inner self needs to go to business school.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm all for that. But I think being this five-tool player is part of being somebody who is aware that you need different kinds of skills to succeed. And by the way, Rachel, you said something also, which I love, is that, look, we're in an era in which who knows what the jobs of the future are going to be. And you can't predict or train for it. I mean, think about the fact that you and I were on a live radio show. And we were perfectly happy on that live radio show until somebody came to us and said, okay, that's over. and you're now going to be on a podcast.
Well, I wasn't happy. I mean, I saw the future of podcasts, and I was just like, I've got this ball and chain that I'm carrying my goddamn radio show. Get me out of here. But then
seriously,
you said, Rachel, yes, I'll go with you.
But I was like, what the fuck is a podcast? Right. Literally, I was like, I didn't know what it was.
Right. And it doesn't matter. And it's not going to be on the airwaves.
Right.
And you know what? Suzanne, my inner self has to go to the bathroom right now. So can we take a break? And then when we come back, we'll have the famous segment where we go, check it out, check it out. We do that?
I hope we will do that after you go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Check it out. 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 Check it out.
Okay, we're at the Check This Out segment, which is, I think, become a runaway hit.
I think it's completely viral. And if you haven't heard about it, I don't know what rock you've been sleeping under.
Yeah. You want to go first?
Sure. This comes from my daughter, Lily. I was washing my hair at her house one day, and I saw these really fancy bottles with beautiful labels on them, and it said Prose, and it had her name on it.
What?
It said Lily, and then it said, you know, lavender, ginger for moisture, something, all the things that were specific.
I do not know about this.
Right.
You didn't tell me.
Oh, yeah. And so I said, Lily, what is this? And she said, oh, this is customized shampoo and conditioner and other and hair mask. And so you go online, Prose, and Prose like the opposite of poetry, and you put in, and they ask you a bunch of questions about your hair, and you put in the things, and then they send you, and it says Suzanne and a really pretty label and all the different qualities. It smells delicious, and it is amazing products. It is the most amazing conditioner, shampoo, and hair mask that I have ever had.
And such a nice gift, too.
Yes, it's a great gift, although you'd have to know a lot about
the person's hair.
Well, you could send them like a mysterious email going, please tell me about your follicular qualities in detail.
That's so good.
It's good. Oh, you could do it for your husband because you know what your husband's hair is,
I guess. Yeah, I feel like he wouldn't appreciate it so much.
Right.
That's great. I love that. Okay, my Check This Out is The Cut Horoscope. So The Cut is, just Google The Cut.
It's New York Magazine.
It's New York Magazine, but it's their brand associated with their horoscope, and you can sign up for it. And look, I am not an astrology follower. I'm really not. I don't look at it in the newspaper. I never did growing up.
You've never asked me what my sign is, and I find that a little sad.
I know, and I always think you're Gemini because of the twins, but I know you're Cancer. Mm-hmm. Right? Aren't you a Cancer?
Yes.
Okay, see? There you go. I did know. But The Cut's horoscopes, which come to me in my inbox every Monday, and are so good. They're short, and so scarily spot on that it's become pretty addictive for me. And it's funny because Rachel and I both look at each other's. I look at mine. I look at yours.
Yeah. And I send the Aries often to Lily, my older daughter, because she's got your birthday. And then my younger daughter shares mine. So it's always just Aries and Cancer. And I think part of what makes it so good is instead of making some random predictions, it actually delivers wisdom about, well, this is what you should be thinking about this month.
It's all this week. It's
this
every
week,
month. It's
week.
Every
right,
Monday.
Right.
So if you're at all interested in astrology, this is the place to start. I think it's a good grounding Monday morning into your inbox thing to do. So check that out. So as we sign off for this show, I feel like we need to give one special shout out to Stephanie Aitano, who has worked for or with Rachel and me over a long, long period of time. And our ongoing joke with Stephanie is that we fire her.
Oh, at least once every 2 weeks when she, you know, I don't know, forgets a period at the end of a sentence or something. And we'll go, yeah, you know what? You're fired.
So I feel like we should dedicate this show about who to hire, because really she's the single most hireable.
Well, we've hired her then
more
many times
than any other human being. I personally have hired her more times than I've hired any other single human being in my entire life, and I have hired hundreds of human beings if you include everyone I've hired for Teach for America. So, and shout out to Steph.
And you know why we hire her?
Because she's a five-tool player.
She is a five-tool player
and an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
She would love that we just referred to her as an athlete, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh. It's awesome. And we'll be back to the big payoff next week.
If you like what you heard, you can find us at bigpayoffradio.com, on iTunes, on the Acast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please, please rate and review us. It matters.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.